On the 5th of May 1945, Czech radio, or Český rozhlas, formally turned against the Nazi German government occupying the country and called on protesters to openly oppose Nazi rule. Today marks the 38th anniversary of this incident, which ultimately led to the liberation of the Czech lands from Nazi rule. Dominik Jun was at the commemoration.
Hájíme Prahu, Prahu uhájíme, Praha je, Praha zůstane svobodná!
And that was the sound of a 1945 broadcast made by Český rozhlas, Czech radio, to Czech citizens asking them to revolt against Nazi rule in the Czech lands. I'm just standing outside the Czech radio building in Prague. And inside, commemorations are about to get underway to mark the anniversary of this event, which led to the Prague uprising, which began on May the 5th, 1945. So inside the building, several Czech soldiers have just laid several wreaths of flowers at a memorial plaque, which is in the lobby of the New Czech Radio building, which is in Žinská Road. The Czech Radio has moved its centre of operation slightly from the old building, which is being reconstructed at the moment.
There's Prague, Americans and English, help us, we need guns, there are too many Germans.
And that was another clip from an appeal made in English in May 1945 for international assistance to the Czech lands to help fight against the Nazis. For some perspective, I spoke to the current head of Czech radio, Václav Kasík.
Pro nás je 5. květen velmi důležitý, speciálně důležitý pro...
May 5th is very important for us at Czech radio because the initial signal for the beginning of the uprising against Nazi rule came from here. Czech radio was an institution that mobilized the entire Czech nation at a crucial time, and that is why it is central to marking those events.
So what exactly happened on that day?
Český rozhlas ráno 5. začal vysílat v češtině, což bylo po 6.
On the morning of May 5, 1945, Czech radio began to broadcast in Czech for the first time in 6 years. And by noon, when it was clear that Czech radio would be attacked and attempts would be made by the Germans to silence it, then the service began to call for help. It asked for military assistance from resistance fighters and any other Czechs that could prevent the liquidation of Czech radio.
Many Czechs did indeed heed this call, and resistance forces took to the streets, defending both their radio service and the city. 3 days later, they were forced to surrender by the German authorities. A day after that, Allied forces finally arrived and liberated the city. Many episodes in Czech history revolve around futile and ignored calls for help. But this is one case where Czechs took matters into their own hands, and that is something that many remain proud of till this day.